This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're talking about a horrible subject, but we don't talk about it. The pure wickedness, the abuse of kidnapped women and children that is in the millions every year, just out of Eastern Europe alone, according to the UN's own numbers, will continue. It is massive. Of course, the New American Magazine a few years ago published the video stills of UN peacekeepers burning small children over fires, cutting their heads off. They have art exposés on Channel 4 World of Wonder a few months ago where they eat dead babies on TV. So they're eating babies on TV and watching it as an art display on British national TV. So, I mean, this stuff's gotten so out in the open, it's everywhere now, and we cannot ignore it. Dr. David Race Bannon, PhD, is our guest. He was an assassin or cleaner for Interpol, killing low-level individuals and then collecting the data using it at higher up levels for blackmail against government officials. This is amazing stuff. He has a lot of courage to go public with this. We're taking calls. We'll talk to Will. Will, where are you calling from, sir? In the country, Will.
Hello, sir.
Yes, where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm in Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bannon. Thank you for being on the program there, and thank you, Alex, for having him on.
Sure.
I would also urge you to look into John DeCant's book, The Franklin Cover-Up.
Senator DeCant, and by the way, a Virginia TV station accused him of being a liar. He sued them and won over $1 million. He has the names, and of course it mentions a place in Northern California where world leaders meet, and I'm not going to get into it here on air.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're not just talking about the local pervert in his trench coat, but some really high finances involved in this and a lot of political power to protect it. I'm wondering if you might have been used simply to intimidate the competition while the real superpowers involved in this, you just carry on their business. And I'm wondering, would you have an idea who in the various governments might have an interest in both these things?
Well, the caller, obviously, Dottie, you're picking up on this. He's saying, just like the drug war, they go after the small-time dealer, but not the cartel leader who laundered his money to the big banks.
Right, and certainly that is a very real part of this traffic, and there's been enough media coverage to support that. I should say this. It's easier, I think, for a lot of people to imagine a child molester to be the creepy guy standing on the street corner. It's much more difficult to recognize that the perpetrators are men and women of great influence in societies all across the world. And there is a lot of money.
It's all about the exercise of power. These people exercise power, and they're sickos, and they're sadistic. And look, Nero did it. The Aztecs did it. Every time we look back in history, this is an elite practice, is it not, Doctor?
It is very much so, and my PhD is in Asian history from Seoul National University, by the way, and I can assure you that all throughout Asian history, as well as Western history, the elite have pursued this grotesque and dark fetish.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the New World Order for you. Pure trash, pure evil. Anything else, Will?
No, that's all. More power to you.
Thank you, Will.
Oh, man. You know what, listeners? You kept telling me to have this guy on. What he's saying is accurate, unfortunately. And it's horrible. And we have to talk about it. We got a break. We'll come back and talk to Dan, Wesley, John, and others. The toll-free number to join us. We're going to have our guest on for maybe two more segments. Then we get into other world news and other serious issues like World War III. So that's coming up. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And also, former defense secretary says nukes will go off in America. This is the Washington Post. Nukes will go off in America. I mean, this is getting crazy. Somebody wake me up. But you know what? If we deny what's happening across the board, again, it just makes it worse. We have got to face the truth, no matter how horrible it is, and we're going to be safe. Be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gtitelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. From Rochester, New York, to Austin, Texas, to Denver, Colorado, to Northern California, Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Kansas City, Missouri. We blast out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Our guest is Dr. David Bannon. His website is davidbannon.net, or you can simply go to InfoWars.com where we post who our guests are. And we just did a little bit later update today at about 12:30 because we put up a lot of news stories today, a large update today. So go to InfoWars.com. You can link through to davidbannon.net if you forget the website or don't have the spelling. But it's David, B-A-N-N-O-N.net. The book, Race Against Evil, and Dr. Bannon, I didn't bring my book to the studio today with me that I got last week. Who publishes your book?
New Horizon Press. They're an imprint of Penguin Publishing.
Wow, so a big publisher, was it? And folks, you know, we interview a lot of folks who publish books. Believe me, they don't just let you write a book like this without checking it out. And It's amazing, and reading the book, it looks accurate to me. I wish it wasn't the case. I wish that the former defense secretary wasn't saying that we're, quote, going to get nuked in the next year. That's the Washington Post. I mean, this is it's like somebody put us into an alternate reality or shifted something, or is it just that we're more aware of it now, Dr. Bannon?
I do think that there has been a lot of work done by many individuals. Particularly Andrew Vax has been a very vocal child advocate. And so I think it is a credit to humanity that in the past 20 years there's been much more awareness of this problem. It's existed, certainly, for centuries.
So it's an old institutionalized system. We keep going back to that. But I mean, you know, as a PhD, someone who studied history, just all the overall craziness, the going to war with North Korea, Patriot Act 1 and 2, the borders are still wide open. I mean, just your analysis of the basic craziness of the world today.
Oh, I confess that there's just nothing new in the world. The craziness is a continuation. I think that we have much more information than we've ever had, and certainly we can thank shows like yours, Alex, for that.
So that's really it. You think that we're just more aware of it.
Yes, very much so. To give you just a North Korea idea, I myself was imprisoned in a slave labor camp in North Korea when I was captured during an Interpol assignment. And my PhD is in Asian history from Seoul National University, so I like to pretend I know a lot about this country. I can assure you that North Korea has been working on weapons of mass destruction programs, biological, chemical weapons, for 20 years.
Well, I've got articles 8 years old where they were testing nukes. This whole thing of we got to attack them before they get nukes is a joke.
Oh, it is. It is. It's a huge joke, and everyone on the inside has known this. It may be that it's now just more politically convenient.
Hey, I've got to hear about this,
Dr.
Bannon. You're telling me. So you got captured in this North Korean camp. How did you get out? What was that like? Because we just read the Wall Street Journal article where when the people starve to death, they hang out their carcasses and sell the meat.
That is correct. There are many horrendous torture methods involved. I was only there for a little under a week until I was traded back to South Korea in what's known as a spy swap. That is, there was a known mole in the South Korean Secret Service. He was actually a North Korean double agent. He had been captured and was traded back for me. So I certainly couldn't have escaped.
I bet you thank God for that one.
What's that?
I bet you thank God that you got out of there.
Oh, I thank God and all of my friends with Interpol and the Korean Secret Service who came to my aid. Otherwise, I'd still be there, if not dead.
So the communists for a long time across the board have been funding themselves not just with drugs but with the other garbage.
Oh, absolutely. The any terrorist cell is going to use whatever means necessary to fund its activities. I was involved in a joint operation with Interpol and the counter-terrorist French DST agency, where we approached a cell of North Korean terrorists who were using child pornography and buying and selling children to fund their activities, including a bombing of the Paris embassy. During that confrontation, my fiancée, Shudae Rimbaud, who was an officer with the DST, was killed protecting the lives of others by a North Korean terrorist. And that's what ultimately led to my willingly embracing the role that we played of eliminating these individuals.
And she died in your arms?
Yes, she did. She died there on the street, and after she was shot, it was really just a moment, just 1 or 2 minutes before she died.
It's just amazing, and this is all on the record, folks. Just incredible. Let's talk to Dan in Illinois. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, sir.
The last caller kind of touched on what I was going to say, but the fact that you couldn't pursue the higher-ups, isn't this like the equivalent of being controlled by the same kind of perverts you were chasing?
An excellent question, and certainly as time went on, as I matured as an individual and learned more about the entire operations of the organization for which I worked, I realized that we were not necessarily a solution, but really just a duct tape job, and that was one of the many reasons I ultimately left Interpol.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. it is very hypocritical in the long run. And it's so much like corruption is. It's like do as I say, don't do as I do.
Right, right.
And, okay, well, thank you.
Absolutely. Well, it's like that everywhere. I mean, you have the British and the U.S. government are the real proliferators of the reactors, of the uranium, of the missile parts, and then they'll ignore all that when they've got evidence of weapons of mass destruction because they got the receipt, and they'll just make something up to legitimize what they're doing. It's incredible. Unbelievable. Let's talk to Wesley in Tennessee. Wesley, you're on the air with our guest, Dr. Bannon. Go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Bannon. Hey, how are you today, Alex?
I guess I'm doing all right.
Alex, you mentioned something before about if we take out guys like this, that we're not any better than the Vietnamese that shot American pilots, but I beg to correct you on that. We were the good guys. And when you do something like that, it's an irreversible decision.
Now,
but
what
I can
I've said, hold on, Wesley.
Okay.
I've said that the emotions I have at hearing Dr. Bannon talk about parents there selling their kids into this is that my emotion is blow their heads off. But when you go down that road, then it gets rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, which then allows a government to use those type of secret execution powers on everybody. And the way government works is they will, and then you have the evidence of the government high up involved in this protecting the high level individuals. And what I was saying is that torture, when you start down that road of torture, then I guess you have to say, okay, then I guess the North Vietnamese were okay. I mean, what are you getting at here? I'm trying to understand.
I'm sorry, I stand corrected. Then I misunderstood you. I wanted to say I'm the guy that got yanked out of my car and had a 9mm Kel-Tec stolen out of the trunk of my car. It's been a long time since I talked to you.
Okay, you called about a year ago on this
yeah.
subject. You were there in Tennessee. You're a WBCR listener, and it was in the paper. The Army was out just running checkpoints. This is before 911, and they jerked you out of your car, and you're in a wheelchair, and roughed you up a bit and stole your gun.
Well, you'd be proud of me. I got stopped at a road check on the 4th of July, and I absolutely refused to display my license, and I refused to let anybody search my car, and I told them if they wanted to search it, they were going to have to come back with a warrant from a signed and sealed from a judge.
Yeah.
After
absolutely.
About a half an hour of standing around, they just finally got tired of it and told me to get in my car and go.
Exactly. But on the subject at hand here, any comments, Wesley?
I just wanted to say that in your own local neighborhood, Alex, if you knew of somebody that was engaged in child pornography and you didn't have a shadow of a doubt of the guilt of the perpetrator, how would you suggest people handle something like that?
I don't know. I guess call the police, but then nothing will probably happen to them. I don't know. Dr. Bannon, what would you do?
Oh, I hope to never be faced with that again, although I must say this. The years of Archangel training and experience have a heavy toll in that even now when I go to church, I find myself immediately scanning for the individuals whose behavior betrays their dark fetish. I can say this, however, there are indeed many decent working FBI officers in the country who are working with the Innocent Images Program and the Crimes Against Children programs who can be contacted directly through the FBI's website.
And also I would add to this that that on the wider scale, dealing with this corruption, most people in the government are not involved in this, but that statistically, the number one group, when I read the newspaper, Dr. Bannon can say if I'm right or wrong, that it's the child counselor, it's the CPS worker, it's the truancy officer. I know they busted a lot of them here in Austin. Don't these predators try to get into positions of power over children or the Boy Scout leader? I mean, isn't that who you've got to watch?
Very much so, and well said, Alex. It fits the profile. It should never surprise us when we learn that a Sunday school teacher, a daycare worker, a truancy officer, guidance counselor, high school teacher, that these individuals are molesting children, because part of the profile, as horrible as it sounds, is that they truly enjoy and love children. The dark, evil part, of course, is that they also want to have sex with them, and they are attracted to that profession.
And then they're the people running the CPS taking your kids, and Time Magazine reported they're five times more likely to abuse your child than a parent is. Be right back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you have enough life insurance? Think about it. Your loved ones could face disaster unless you provide for them now. Well, here's some good news. Just call Best Quote and chances are you could double your current coverage without paying a penny more. Regardless of your age or history, Best Quote has always been the best way to find the best rates from leading insurance companies. Imagine saving up to 70% on your premiums. For instance, a 35-year-old non-smoking male can get $250,000 of coverage for less than $12 a month, guaranteed for 10 years. There's no obligation. Just call Best Quote for free information in the mail. Compare the rates. If you decide to buy, you call them. No salesman ever contacts you. With Best Quote, you can get more insurance and pay less. Rates are coming down, so now is the best time ever to call Best Quote.
Call 1-800-690-8893. 1-800-690-8893. That's 1-800-690-8893.
Dependent on underwriting, Nicola GRX 10 Premier. Available in most states. Steve Rubin licensed agent. Call for state-specific licensing.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 and back from 9 to midnight. We'll be talking about the serious escalation in world conflict discussions of nuclear war. In the next segment, I want to go to your calls quickly in our final segment with Dr. David Bannon, David Race Bannon, the book Race Against Evil. This is the, the report of a secret Interpol agent. Let's go ahead and go to the calls quickly. John in Tennessee, or is it Texas? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Are you aware of the Stanley Hilton class action against Bush Jr. for perpetrating the 911 massacre and that CIA Director Bush Sr. protected the snuff kitty porn at the Franklin SNL cover-up in Bohemian Grove where Alex infiltrated with hidden video?
Is that to Bannon?
Yes.
Sir, were you aware of the Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones? And, again, no, earlier he said he wasn't aware of the Franklin cover-up and Senator DeCamp's information.
Right.
I want to make it clear that it was 3 years ago in 2 days. I snuck into Bohemian Grove and there wasn't any stuff going on with children. It was a satanic ritual that I shot on video that's aired on the Trio Network.
I should say this. We've had a number of good questions about cases here in the United States. My work was primarily based in Europe and Asia, and so I confess ignorance on a number of these particular cases.
Alex, has the murder ever been solved of your friend who went back to the Grove?
A murder of who? No, that was an internet rumor. Ed Homan was never murdered. He divorced his wife and moved to Houston, and I've seen Ed 4 or 5 times.
Okay.
Now, that shows the type of stuff that goes on around here. People focus on stuff that isn't accurate.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Ed went for another software job, and Ed Homan went and covered the Grove the second year of the protest. They're going on right now, again, for the third year since I snuck in. And then he got divorced and moved. Everybody was saying, Ed's dead. It's just the kind of stuff I deal with.
Like Mark Twain said, the reports of his death are greatly exaggerated.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go ahead and talk to, I guess, Keith in Florida is up next. Go ahead, Keith. You're on the air with Dr. Bannon.
Good afternoon, and to Dr. O'Bannon. Question, Mr. O'Bannon. Will you ever
O'Bannon? Bannon.
Bannon. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Question, would he ever produce a list of people in corporations, high government, or high religious areas by name who are in the United States or globally? You know what I'm saying, like a list of them that were involved that he was privy to that he couldn't go after?
An excellent question, and one I've been asked repeatedly. If I may say this, and I'm entirely selfish in this account, but that is part of the large amount of documentation that I keep secret as an insurance policy for myself and my family.
Yeah, the understand this. If he was going to release that, he had better release it to 100 sources before he announced it, because if he was going to release that, they would kill him in a minute.
Well, I understand that, sir.
And that's what I've said before. You're only safe by going public, folks, not by hiding and sneaking around.
Right.
And certainly that is an insurance policy to have that. But I guarantee if you did release it, they would probably whack you as well. Who knows?
Oh, yes. And I think what you said is accurate. I would have to release it in such a blanket release worldwide.
And I guarantee you're under surveillance.
Oh, every day.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. It's probably dangerous for your life to even discuss releasing it.
Absolutely correct. And I should say, it is an insurance policy that I hold on to, and it is, there's within the intelligence community a number of operatives, lower level operatives, who all work with each other, so that if one were to happen to one, if something were to happen to one, then the others in another country would immediately release the information that you've amassed over the years. This is the only insurance these operatives have against their own government.
You got it. Larry in Indiana, you're on the air. Larry, go ahead.
Mr. Bannon, the confirmation of what you're saying here, it's a distasteful topic, but I was reading about 18-month-old kids being tortured and raped, et cetera, as part of the MKUltra program. Fritz Springmeier has documented a lot of this in the Illuminati families, and that's what these sicko world leaders do. If you believe the material from Kathy O'Brien, it also implicates Bush Sr. and Dick Cheney, but these are some other things you might want to check into, just backing up what you say. The information's out there.
Oh, absolutely. And the MK Ultra program is notorious for not only abusing these children, but also many of the doctors were sexually molesting them as well. For those listeners who may not be...
I'll tell you what, Dr. Bannon, do five more minutes with us on the other side so we can let Larry finish up and then go to Pam. And that's it for calls, because I got to cover World War III stuff. Just as serious, if that's actually possible, but it is. Well, we'll be right back. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your asset 877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information? And do your body right with Cartavite.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 and back from 9 to midnight Central. We're here live, our final segment with Dr. David Bannon. The website, davidbannon.net. And let's go back to Larry in Indiana, bringing up some of the horrible details that have been documented by Senator DeCamp and others. Unfortunately, I wish it wasn't going on. I wish it wasn't true. But... again, the globalists count on us not being able to believe the horror. Larry, anything else you'd like to bring up, sir?
Well, like we're supposed to believe Amber Alerts really for the children when the CIA goes out and finds them for this. I would add that Fritz Springmeier did get the kind of reward you guys are talking about. They set him up on bogus robbery charges, bank robbery charges, just like Mark Carnegie, and he's in prison now for his work. So that's how they reward you for getting the truth out.
You know, that is amazing, because they admit with Mark Carnegie, they have the video, it wasn't him. Later they said, okay, it wasn't, but he, you know, ran from the police. And the same thing was with Fritz Springmeier. I mean, they kept going after him, Springmeier, over and over again, and then just said with no witnesses, oh, you're a bank robber. It's amazing that this stuff goes on.
And now they have people out trying to discredit his work, pretending to be MK Ultra victims themselves, Alex. His is really good, valid material. And by reading one of his books, I knew that movie, The Matrix, was loaded with those trigger cues to set those kids off.
Well, it's truth is stranger than fiction, and we've been too naive too long, and we've got to check into it. Any comments, Dr. Bannon, to what Larry's saying?
Well, we had mentioned the MK Ultra program, and I do want to say this. Those types of programs not only exist in our country, but all across the world. I certainly saw evidence of them in both South and North Korea and China. Other than that, I think that, as you said, the best defense we have against all of this type of grotesque traffic of children and the abuse of them, whether through mind control or the sex trade, is awareness.
Can't change anything if you don't expose the tools of the devil, no matter how grotesque the topic. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just something that has to be discussed. Pam in Missouri, last caller for our guest, Dr. Bannon. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Dr. Bannon. Thank you both for your work. And those two callers stole my thunder. I was going to ask, please expose them if you know who the higher-ups are. It's the only way to stop it. And if we don't expose them and don't stop them, it will continue.
Well,
I understand your need
Pam,
to protect your family.
Pam, you're right, but the Washington Times Parade magazine, I mean, it's in my Bohemian Grove film. We don't get into the stuff with children. It's just the Washington Times saying these neoconservatives fly in the high-dollar male prostitutes.
Yeah.
I mean, and then they run around dressed like women, you know, secretaries of state. Former
yeah.
presidents. I mean, that's the
that's
Washington
exposure.
Times. Hold on, Pam. That's the Washington Times, and then I'll be on some Christian talk show as a guest, and they'll attack me, going, "You're not a good American for saying that about the former president." Or, and I'm reading the Washington Times and what David Gergen says they do there. Dr. Bannon, you weren't aware of Bohemian Grove or Skull and Bones?
No.
Oh, boy, is that a whole nother... how did the occult feed in? I mean, did you ever run into the occult when you were investigating these sicko rings overseas?
Yes, we did, but I should say this. It did not appear to be a causal factor. We found that these individuals who molest and buy and sell children cross all religious boundaries, profess devout Christianity, members of Islam, Buddhists, atheists. It seemed to make no difference. I know that there's a legitimate fear that certain cults might traffic in children, but our experience was that these individuals find each other across socioeconomic and religious lines.
Well, of course, but what I was saying is that we have run into evidence of this with occult slash, you know, Luciferian. I wouldn't call it Satanism because I think Lucifer's God. You know, this Babylonian type religion in the Western elites in this country, and then it has the traffic in children involved.
Ah, I see.
Alex?
Yes, Pam.
May I speak something directly to Dr. Bannon?
Yeah, go ahead.
Concerning his, I know how he feels the guilt about what he did, but I want him to remember that God does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He had many people put to death for their evil. Read God's word and repent. If you feel badly, repent of it and know that you're forgiven, but you did right. Thank you, Alex. Thank
and,
you,
and of course, Pam's talking about Dr. Bannon knifing these people.
Yes.
Thanks, Pam. Is
Thank
that
you.
Normally how you executed them, was with a knife?
Primarily, yes. My expertise was with bladed weapons and close-quarter combat.
But you say you generally interrogated them before killing them.
Yes, often we did. Either I would.
Do these scumbags usually fight back, or do they just grovel?
it depended on the individual, and I can say that there are many occasions where, thank God, I was with a team because some of these scumbags were very tough. We'd like to think of them all being cowards, but they weren't. There were grovelers as well, however.
My goodness. All righty. I'm going to let you go, Doctor, but can you tell us one story of one of these guys that fought back and what you did?
Sure. We had talked in the previous hour about an assignment I had in communist Romania, my first assignment, as a matter of fact. The individual that I was tracking took a day trip off to Castle Dracula in Transylvania, of all places. He was taking the tour there and left the tour. I followed him. He was under surveillance. And as I followed him, he went into an alley and met a Romanian man where they trotted out a young 3-year-old girl, and he was going to purchase the girl, and also they began to molest the child. I ran down the alley furious at what I was witnessing, and both individuals were particularly adept at unarmed combat and fought back strenuously. The physical confrontation that ensued certainly drew attention from the Securitate, which was the Secret Service in Romania. However, the investigating officer had Interpol connections, and I was able to be released from that country. Whenever we had an occasion that someone fought back like that, our greatest fear was that either their confederates or the local law enforcement would expose Interpol's role.
So you got emotional on your first mission seeing this and kind of ran into it.
Yes, absolutely.
How did you finally take them out?
The one individual, I used the butt of the knife to collapse his windpipe, which later I saw had killed him, and the second individual, the one I had been tracking in the first place, I used a kidney strike in his back, which with the bladed weapon, which generally paralyzes and causes death within minutes.
Well, it's amazing, and we really appreciate you coming on, and perhaps we can have you back up again in the future to get into some of the other areas of this. It's obviously a large subject, and just God bless you for coming forward and discussing this. And I agree with the listeners. You need to expose these people, the higher-ups, and everybody needs to pray for you, Dr. Bannon, because if you've already got Interpol coming to you, trying to get you to sign that paper, I think if you sign that paper saying none of this is true, I think you're signing your death warrant. Do you agree?
I do.
All right. Well, God bless you. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Alex.
Take care. Oh, man, that is hard to talk about. It is so horrible and scary. But, you know, it's like the first hour of the show. We had the family on out of the New York Post. We had Angela Lipsman and her father, Daniel Lipsman. She is now about to be a graduate of a college at 15 with a 3.8.4. And they're going to move with criminal charges against him for not sending her to public school. And they're not going to allow her to have her college degree. They're threatening the university. I mean, see, they're evil. And you heard Dr. Bannon say the CPS workers, the school teachers, the family court judges, these, and let me tell you something, they're all over the place. This is where they concentrate. And I have been to the government meetings. I've debated these people. I've resisted them on subjects where they're trying to destroy parental rights. And you can look at them, as Dr. Bannon was saying. You can look at them, and they are bags of pus. They are inhuman trash. And they've busted a bunch of them here locally because there are good cops and good police and good FBI. And they get busted, but it never goes higher than the low level. So you want to know where they're at? They're in the courthouse. They're in the schoolhouse. They're the truancy officers, the greatest concentration we know of. I mean, I see articles in the newswires. And again, we're just scanning newswires for all stories. And we come across this type of stuff, and it's watch out. The truancy officers, masses of people running the databases in CPS, as the Miami Herald reported, top convicted pedophiles. And the government said, hey, they're allowed to run the database. That talk about the fox guard and the hen house. And it is terrifying, especially to parents. It is just to know that they're in the government, they're running things, we're counting on good officers, good people, to blow the whistle, to have the courage like Dr. Bannon. And I'll have to tell you, we'll have to have a debate about this another date of is it good to go, once you see the evidence of this, to execute him without a trial? I mean, I can see how they sell our special forces on killing Taliban and Al-Qaeda, but see, it turned out they weren't Taliban and Al-Qaeda. See, it's the same story. Either they're killing low-level people and protecting the high-level, and then all this does is create a cadre that'll carry this out who's been compromised, and his book gets into how then he was compromised. I'm not going to take any more calls. Just to give you an idea of the type of stuff I see on the news wires, I want to run through this. I just want to run through some of what we have here. New terror message threatens the U.S. And again, the government's come out and had to admit they put out fake terror alerts to scare us. A Dubai radio station has broadcast a message attributed to Al-Qaeda terrorist network. That means CIA threatening to attack U.S. interests throughout the world. We are threatening U.S. troops and all those who support them by intensifying our resistance operations and our jihad and the strike of the American interest in Afghanistan. And, of course, Dubai is where the CIA met with bin Laden right before 9/11. And the head of Pakistan intelligence, who was funding Muhammad Atta and others, was at the White House and Congress with the heads of the committees. U.S.-North Korea drifting towards war, Perry warns. Former Defense Secretary says standoff between the risk of terrorists obtained a device. He went on to say, quote, I think we're losing control. We are going to have a nuclear event in this country. Former Defense Secretary William Perry warned the United States and North Korea are drifting towards war, perhaps as early as this year. Well, Richard Perle, the Deputy Defense Secretary, will policy wonk. Deputy Defense Secretary is Wolfowitz, but he's basically the acting sub guy, said a few months ago at a White House press dinner, quote, we're going to be attacking North Korea. Rumsfeld released the documents they plan to attack in October. Now we have three separate plans of how to do it with pinpoint nukes. And why release that even if they're going to do it? I mean, that endangers our troops. I mean, again, I can't defend North Korea, folks, but it's sitting there. Our government's armed them. And it's going to have a lot of casualties, folks. That is guaranteed. I mean, North Koreans commit suicide when they're captured. Talk about a brainwashed covey of mind control slaves. Senate to kill Pentagon surveillance bill. That is absolutely false. Disinformation from the Associated Press and Washington Post. They're funding DARPA in 100 different programs. They kill one program and you think it's gone. I mean, DARPA put hundreds of microphones up in Austin 5 years ago. That's in my film, Police State 2000. They put the cameras up. In fact, here's another one. Pentagon to dig into marketing of data on citizens. That's the Washington Times saying that, look, they say the TIPS program's over. They call it Talon. You know, that's all they do to make you think everything's fine. a Pentagon alters LifeLog project, and the Pentagon had said that everything you do, everything you buy, everything you say will be tracked and traced. Well, now they say just some of it because you complained. Got another one here where England, with its 3+ million surveillance cameras, is going to put in the software that doesn't just face scan or license plate scan to know where you are and what you're doing, all under surveillance at all times, in violation of Magna Carta. Now they are going to use the stuff that sees if you're walking aggressively, or it's going to scan your brain waves and see if they're excited. I'm not kidding. The police, quote, have probable cause to question you. This is mainstream news. I'm going to dig it out. Here's another one. This is a Business Wire Digital Angel Corp livestock scanner installed at PM's Beef Wyndham plant. And the Homeland Security is pressing to make it mandatory to put chips in all cattle, all dogs, all cats. And again, we have the secret documents now published by the ID Center with Walmart and the Defense Department of a plan for a national control grid to track everything you do with implantable microchips and all products. That came out 2 weeks ago, mainstream news. So we have that for you. Here's another one. Study shows kids in daycare more likely to be aggressive. They break up the family, make both people work, make it fashionable so you can't raise your own children. Then they turn into little demons and get vaccinated. This is out of Channel 5 KSL-TV. Study shows kids in daycare are more likely to be aggressive. A federal study shows the more time young children spend in daycare, the more likely they are to be overly aggressive by the time they get into kindergarten, because the aggressive kids will attack them, then they fight back, then you get on Ritalin and Prozac, which is what they want to begin with. And so that's the bottom. I mean, everybody already knew this, but the system the government has given us is to destroy society. Again, you are graduating from college at 15, CPS files criminal charges on your parents. They don't want, we have their own federal documents. Food scientists to assess bioterrorism risk. A new group formed, Reuters reports, by the biotech companies is going to tell us how safe it is. I mean, again, Korean guard exchanged fire. Soldiers from North Korea and South Korea have exchanged machine gun fire as tensions rise amid efforts to resolve crisis over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. Again, the globalist announcement that they plan to invade as early as October. North Korea has got Pyongyang and Kim Jong-il going nuts. They're trying to push him like the 10-part plan to attack first. Out of that crisis, you'll get World War III, national draft, total control. And it goes on, U.S. drafts Liberian troop plan. There's already hundreds of troops there. Now they're going to send thousands. That'll be a nice diversion as U.S. troops get killed there. Sad for them, but it'll be a good diversion for the globalists. Russian nuclear subs never stop patrolling world. ITAR TASS, official Russian news, reports the U.S. is surrounded by Chinese and Russian nuke subs. But the border's wide open, and CPS is going after 15-year-olds that graduate from college. This is from ABC News. Report, U.S. may call National Guard for Iraq duty. More of your family getting shot and killed, and Bush says bring it on. Bureaucrats block spot checks on safety of space shuttle and help that take place. Salt Lake City Tribune, no kidding. Smart software linked to CCTV can spot dubious behavior. This is the new scientist. They claim it's new. It's been out for years. They're announcing they're going to use it on you. DARPA has had Austin wired again for 5 years. They are powerful microphones. Even some of them even have laser arrays to listen through your windows. Again, from where I sit, there are 3 cameras, and at my other office, there are dozens within 5 blocks. We'll be back with this system. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus. It has twice as much of the high-grade marine coral calcium from Okinawa, Japan, and almost twice as much of all other nutrients. Today, it's the best bang for your buck in the health nutrient industry, and coral calcium is the nutrient of the 21st century. Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus.
Bob wants to help heal America. He believes this admirable goal can be achieved in just a few short years, but only with your help. For a complete listing of all of Bob's products, including the new Barefoot's Best and the original Coral Calcium Supreme, go to robertbarefoot.com or call 1-800-510-4074. That's 1-800-510-4074. Robert Barefoot wants to help your body heal itself today, so call toll-free 800-510-4074 or visit www.robertbarefoot.com.
All right, we're back live. I'm going through the news as quickly as possible. Should have done this in the first hour, but I've just had so many amazing guests today. Smart software linked to CCTV can spot dubious behavior. Now, every time there's a news article, it's how new it is, how it's just in a few places. Almost 2 years ago, in five airports, they put brain scanners in, designed by NASA. And they, quote, decide if you're guilty. It could be the dawn of a new era of surveillance. For the first time, smart software will help CCTV operators spot any abnormal behavior. If the trial due to go live in two London Underground stations this week is a success, it could accelerate the adoption of the technology around the world. The software, which analyzes CCTV footage, could help spot suicide attempts, overcrowding, again, and suspect packages and trespassers. The hope is that by automating the prediction, see, it's pre-crime, or detection of such events, security staff, who often have as much as 60 cameras to monitor, simultaneously can reach the scene in time to prevent a potential tragedy. So, you see, I told you Echelon, even with keyword and key stuff, with video and audio and stuff, can't track it all. They don't have the personnel. But this is perfect for them because they found with the face-scanning cameras, everybody they went after in Tampa with it was innocent. Just, oh, you're a criminal, SWAT team runs up, it's the wrong person. They don't care. It's not designed to work. It's just, oh, the camera showed some aggression or you know, your car was driving erratically, so we got flagged to you, and the mile markers told us where you were at. There's behavioral oddities, and it goes, not long ago, similar claims were made of face recognition software, which is still to make its mark, particularly at crime prevention, but it doesn't matter. It's still everywhere. The computer scientist behind IPS is convinced that the software will not suffer a similar fate. And it sees how you walk. It scans heat off your brain. Oh, just the government scanning you with CAT scan cameras as you walk around. It's the mark of a free society, just bristling, everything being scanned. Your heart rate, everything. It's all part of freedom, folks. And, of course, I know who you are off the face scan. And it's a giant grid being built by the Pentagon to control you and your family. Some good news. Judge declares roadless rule illegal, saying Bill Clinton's land grab, saying that they can take your private roads away if they border public land are illegal. But the problem is there's a bunch of loopholes in here you can drive Mack trucks through. But that is good news overall. Just a bunch of other news here that we didn't get to. you've got to visit Infowars.com. The troops are going to put on the streets of America unarmed ground vehicles that zap you and microwave you or shoot you, and the police, of course, will be getting them too, and of course they'll need to use them on you, and it's all part of freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Before I end this show, I do want to talk about how Black Bear mauled a few people the other day, so I say ban black bears. They want to ban guns. A old man out in California drove over and killed 6 to 8 people. They're not sure yet. Yesterday, I say ban old folks from driving. I don't really mean that, but, you know, that's the answer to everything in this world now. Don't punish people individually. Punish us all. And they're talking about Australia primed to be brought into the United States. That's from the News of Australia. I'm out of time, folks. Just please get my videos. You believe in what we're doing. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny. Please go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order my films today. Take action. Expose who really carried out September 11th, The Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror, my book, Descent into Tyranny. Big discounts when you order 3 or more of any of the 9 films. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We do need your support. And then the films are excellent, and you're authorized to make copies. Please get them, and please tell your friends about this show, and admit to yourself how evil the globalists are. Research the facts we bring up here on the show. Again, Infowars.com or net, 888-253-3139. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier. Is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer.